another way of understanding what so must be another way is telling us is that if there is another way, that it means that I now have a meaningful choice. One of the ways that the ego has always trapped us, right from the beginning when the separation thought seemed to occur, and then to all the manifestations and fragmentations of that thought, which ended up with this world, the way that the ego kept us entrapped in its thought system was that we forgot that there really is another choice. The ego has told us that the other choice, which is the Holy Spirit, is no longer a viable one, because the Holy Spirit really is not a loving presence. The Holy Spirit really is a vengeful and vindictive presence, that the Holy Spirit represents the wrath of God, who would punish us because of our seeming sins against him. And so believing this right at the beginning, what we all did was we screened off the Holy Spirit, pushed his love away, and then substituted the ego's Holy Spirit, or the ego's God in its stead. And of course, that Holy Spirit or that God is a magical God. It's a God of specialness. It's a God who either wants to punish us and deprive us and cause us to suffer and sacrifice, or it's a magical God who gives us everything that we want, which ends up being a denial of our underlying thought that God is angry at us. But this is the God that the ego has made up as a substitute for the Holy Spirit. All right. At that point, then, the only choice that's open to us within the ego system is kill or be killed. It's murder or murder. Either you murder me or I murder you. Either God murders me or I murder him by running away from him and building up a world which excludes him, thereby making him non-existent in my experience. Right? That is the only choice that the ego holds out to us, which when we look at that choice through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, then we recognize that that's no meaningful choice at all. No, murder or murder is the same thing. Whether I kill you or you kill me, we're still serving the same thought system of the ego. What the ego then did when it made up this world to conceal from us what this meaningful choice really would be is that it opened the door for us so that it seemed to be that there are all kinds of choices we could make in this world. And there are all kinds of ways we could satisfy our specialness. So the world is peopled with billions and billions, all of whom could satisfy our specialness needs at any time that we choose. Either our specialness needs in terms of cannibalizing and possessing, or to just outright attack and kill. Right? But there are all kinds of choices. There are all kinds of addictions we could choose among in this world. There are all kinds of things we could use to be the objects of our specialness so that we could maintain this thought system and effectively screen out the love of God. And of course, what happens then is that we do think we have meaningful choices here. Right? That I think it's a meaningful choice for me whether I choose job A or job B. Or I feel it's a meaningful choice for me whether I live with person A or person B. Or I leave person A so I could be with person B. Or that I live in country A rather than country B. Or state A versus state B. Or city A versus city B, etc., etc. Right. And we all feel these are meaningful choices, and we expend a tremendous amount of energy and effort in trying to discern which would be the best thing for me. And then, of course, what the ego always has us do is to convince us that we could drag the Holy Spirit or Jesus down into this insane game so he will help us make these choices too. That there's a right way that I should choose, that there's a right thing I should choose versus a wrong thing I should choose. And we forget that the only meaningful thing is not in what we choose, but with whom we do the choosing. And when we choose with Jesus, at that point we will feel his peace, and we will no longer have an investment in living with person A or person B, or working at place A or place B, or living in place A or place B.